New research reveals a link between internet access and COVID mortality. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Internet access has been crucial during the pandemic. It's allowed some of us to work or go to school remotely or order all manner of things for delivery. But there's not much research so far on the connection between internet access and health, especially during the pandemic. A new paper out in the Journal of the American Medical Association looks at how COVID mortality rates varied among different groups based on factors like race, socioeconomic status, and internet access. Researchers found counties with less access could expect more COVID deaths. For every extra percentage point of homes without any internet, another 2 to 6 people per 100,000 would die. Chin-Yun Lin is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Chicago's Center for Spatial Data Science and was the paper's lead author.
Internet access is actually the only predictor that has shown significant association with COVID-19 mortality across all communities, meaning that the association is not only significant in rural areas, but also in suburban and urban areas.
But at the same time, not having access to internet could reflect other factors, other social determinants of health, like maybe not being able to afford health insurance. How did you account for that in your research?
It's important to highlight that in our study, we account for other factors that are related to the internet access. For example, if you think about two counties and they have the same level of socioeconomic disadvantage, the same level of uninsurance rate, all the other factors that internet access could be a proxy measure for. If a county has more households with no internet access, then this county still has higher COVID-19 mortality. At the same time, from a like academic perspective or research perspective, we are not supposed to say this in a causal way, but we do believe that the statistical association we identified between internet access and mortality is pretty robust and important.
Right. People always say correlation is not causation, but were you surprised when this data started coming in?
I think surprised, but also not surprised. Especially there was one study that looks at COVID-19 in Chicago area. They already identified this association in their study. I'm saying I'm surprised because the association does not only hold in a rural area, as I mentioned before, but also in suburban and urban areas. So it's not only about the infrastructure or whether the homes can be wired to internet, but also it's about whether households can or whether they do connect to internet in the end.
What are some of the possible reasons why a lack of internet access might have contributed to higher COVID deaths and COVID mortality rates?
There could be that the lack of internet access means a lack of technological access to reliable information, telehealth services, ordering groceries or other resources online. Indirectly, there could also be reasons like without access to internet, they cannot work virtually, they cannot do schooling online, they cannot apply for public assistance online, and they cannot access social support, like the broader social support.
What are some of the policy implications from your research, particularly in regards to issues of internet access among different communities in times of emergencies like the COVID pandemic?
With regards to internet access, the association between internet access and health is definitely under-researched right now and deserves more attention. And we guess that this is probably not the last pandemic we will experience in the future, and probably telehealth and online learning for children, for adults, are likely to stay and definitely would help people to get through a pandemic like this one.
Chin-Yun Lin at the University of Chicago. And now for some related links. We'll have Dr. Lin's paper, which was published earlier this month, on our website, marketplacetech.org, along with that Chicago study she mentioned, which listed broadband internet access at home as one of several neighborhood characteristics that factored into COVID-19 infection risk. A few others were dense housing, crowded living conditions, and the ability to work from home. Vox also unpacked Dr. Lin's study in a piece that also lays out the scale of internet inequality in this country, as well as how new funds to expand broadband that were included in last year's infrastructure law might address that gap. But as the piece notes, much of that funding is designated for rural areas, and as Dr. Lin noted, expanding internet access in urban areas could also play a role in reducing COVID deaths. And we have a whole series of stories on this topic on our website called The Internet is Everything. Former Marketplace Tech host Molly Wood followed just how the deep divides in internet access played out from the early days of the pandemic, and we're still covering it today. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.